So, first of all, maybe a little bit of his before we begin the new parak. So, learning Hilchos Shabbos hopefully doesn't just teach us what to do on Shabbos. Certainly does that, I hope. Hopefully we will know what to do following this limud. But it does so much more. First of all, it defines, it helps us better to understand what Shabbos is and is meant to be. Muksa, perhaps in a particularly powerful way, as the Rambam explicates, that the whole purpose of Muksa and Hilchos Muksa is to make sure that Shabbos is not like any other day of the week and is fundamentally different. But even more than that, just like Lamashal, when you... we all know that when we have Hachanos for Shabbos, in a physical sense, it's a different Shabbos. And when we have Hachanos in anything Ruchnius, it's a different experience. And certainly when we're learning Masechta Shabbos, those Hachanos will hopefully totally change the Mahos of our Shabbos. This past year, we were zocheh to learn Hilchos Kashrus, and hopefully that's something that, as we've discussed, changes our relationship with food. Food is not just something that we eat because it tastes good. And likewise, certainly, when we learn Hilchos Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, we're zocheh in the sense to, like a Beis Shammai, you know, we're preparing for Shabbos the whole week in halacha. So that's something that it does. It's not a stira to Beis Hillel. Midah cheres ha'isavol. The Haraya Rashi, you know, Rashi Alatar quotes, seems to quote Beis Shammai, right? Well, second Rashi Alatorah.
Intro to Bible class.
So, the point is that the Siyata Dishmaya of Ezra Hashem, if we approach this halacha, this limud, with the proper mindset, that it's not just a practical class like any other class, but it's Talmud Torah, it's Dvar Hashem, so then the limud will totally change our experience of Shabbos. Especially today, it's worthwhile to think about that. Insofar, it's Erev Shabbos, so in the case this year goes after Chatzos. Erev Shabbos after Chatzos is Hachana L'Shabbos, so this is also Hachana L'Shabbos. I'm sure that when we learned Erevin or Hachoval, we never went past Chatzos. But this limud, so there's no problem, as long as you don't have to drive home. The Mishnah says, "Kol akelim nitlin b'Shabbos vidlaso seini mahen afal pishim esparku sheinan domin l'dlaso sabayis l'fi sheinan min amuchan." Tosa says you can't be goyis kol hakelim because there are exceptions. You should be goyis kol kelim. The Mishnah later on also says kol akelim. The Rach over there is goyis called Caleb, so maybe Tosis would also change the years over there. Afal pi shenisparku. So, not clear if there's a chiddush in called Caleb nitlam b'Shabbos of Lasso Sein Yiman. Is there a chiddush in Lasso Sein? The Rid says no. It just says it agav because we want to say afal pi shenisparku. The Ritva tries to show maybe there is a little bit of a chiddush. Either way, the Mishnah is telling us that the Dlosos of Kalim, Afal Pishin Esparku, or Mutarm Batiltel, Mashain Kane, Dlosos Habayis, are not. And the Mishnah gives a reason, Lefisha Enan Min Hamuchan. We'll read the Sefer of the Mishnah in a moment, but first let's just read the first Gemara, which is on the Resha. Kala Kalim Nitlin Afal Pisha Nisparku b'Shabbos v'lo mibay b'chol. The implication of the word v'afalpi is that even though it broke on Shabbos, it's mutter kal v'chomer. If it broke during the week, adrabah b'Shabbos mukhanin agabe avihen. our Gemara's grace is al gabi avien. Rashi keeps on using the lashon of agav avien, that Shabbos it's mulchanim agav avien, so it's much more obvious that it's mutter. Now here we also have a heter, which we need to think about, the heter of agav avien. B'chol ein mulchanim agabi avien. So Abai says, Amar Abai hachika Amar kol ken lo Shabbos al sein man afal pisha misparko b'chol nitlam b'Shabbos enochanami. That's good for the chiddush. Afal pisha misparko b'chol kol ken if misparko b'Shabbos it's mutter, because there you have the svara of agabi avien. From the Gemara, it's not clear if the heter of misparko b'chol is also agabi avien. In other words, the chiddush is even b'chol we say the heter is that somehow agav avihem, or no, behem b'chol, it's a different heter. Let's look at Rashi. Kol ha-kelim nitlam b'Shabbos et lasos ein imayim. Kol ha-kelim shiyesh lahem t'lasos kikon. Maybe Rashi, when that Rashi sort of being misyaches t'taisus is kasha, doesn't mean kol ha-kelim as if to imply all kelim. He uses the term kol ha-kelim in a different sense. Sheishlam t'lasos. If you go and she didn't take a migdal. Nitlam b'Shabbos v't'lasos sheish lehem b'tida nimohen. Nitlam b'Shah, nitlan nimohen. V'afal pi shen isparku ha-t'lasos min ha-kelim nitlin v'ein domin l'd'lasos habayis. She'en nitlin l'fish ha-t'lasos habayis. Einan min hamuchan letaltel, she'enan kli. So adeles habayis isn't a kli. Aval elu hein kli agav avien. So that's a svar we saw in the Gemara, that the reason why these kelim are mutter is because they're a kli agav avien. Whereas the losos of a bias are not a kli. And their relationship to the bias doesn't make them a kli. Masha'en kein, in the case of glossos ha-kelim, so then their relationship to the kli is what makes them a kli. Harehin kli, agav avihen. Let's just look at the Rashi and the Gemara. V'lomi v'ay b'chol, kas agadai tuch af al pishan sparu ha-bishabes kai, reisha. In other words, in the case of Shabbos, it's surely going to be mutter because they're muchan l'shtamish agav avihem. Meaning, say at the beginning of Shabbos, Knesa, Shabbos, Banish Mashos. What was their status? They were movable. They're muchanin letilta. And the right answer is hachika amar v'afal pi lo arabusa de nisparku b'Shabbos kai el arabusa de nisparku o b'chol o b'Shabbos kai v'lomi b'ayk shem mechubarin notlin mashma misalkim so b'Shabbos. Okay, no, that's already vital. Okay, so that's Rashi. Now so Rashi tells us what? Rashi tells us that the delus isn't a kli. Right? Delus of a bias. And the reason why you can't move delus of a bias is what? Because they're not kli. Right? The endom and delus of a bias. She'nitlin lefisha delus of a bias. Enan and amucha latatel. She'enan kli. Okay? Makes sense. Delus is not a kli. If you look at the Rambam, though, Chaf He Vav, he says something else. At least seemingly he does. Rambam writes, V'chol she'en o'kli k'gon avanim u'mos v'kinim v'koros k'yotze b'hen asal etalpalon evan g'dol o'koro g'dol af al pishi nitalas b'asav ni'adam. Glossos habayis. Af al pi shehen kelim, lo huchnu letaltel. Lefikach in misparku, afil b'shabes ein metaltelin oso, oson. So dosos habayis, even though they are a kli, still they are muksa. And he writes, because lo huchnu letaltel. So obviously, you could open your door on Shabbos, but if Nisparku, and we'll have to ask why that's true for Rashi, Afel Pishim Kalin, Lahuchnu Lataltel, Namuchan Lataltel, Lafikach and Nisparku, Afil Bishabbos, and Metalthanus, and note the Lashon of Afil Bishabbos. Afil Bishabbos makes a lot of sense, actually, because you might have thought that since they weren't also at the beginning of Shabbos to open a door, maybe even on Shabbos, they would be mutter kamash malon ein metaltel osan. And Rashi said, Rambam says, this is true af al pi shehen kalim. The Magid Mishnah already points out over here that it would seem that there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. He doesn't tell us what to do about that exactly, or what it's about, what it means, but he does note that there's a machlokas. Magid Mishnah says, Afal Pishen Kalim, Perkal Kalim, Mishnah Gabe, Hatter Tilted Losses of Kalim, Amru, Mashen came with Losses of Bais, Lefishen and Amuchan, Pish Rabbeinu, Afal Pishen Kalim, Lohochnu Litilto. Aval Rashi Zal Piresh, Einan Minamuchan, Latalto, Lefish Einan Kliat Kamlashan. So Magid Mishnah notes this machlokas. According to Rambam, it is a kli, and nevertheless aser. According to Rashi, it's aser because it's not a kli. In other words, Rashi understands the Mishnah when it says lefish einan min amuchan, presumably to say it's not a kli. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Whereas the Rambam is saying, no, lefish einan min amuchan, even though they are a kli, but still einan min amuchan, and therefore they're muksa. So let's try to understand each of these positions. So let's start with the Rambam. Why would it be a kli? So the Rambam is very simple, maybe. Look, this is a tzur of a kli that I fashioned this door. I took a piece of wood and I shaped it into a door. And the fact that I just attached it to my house doesn't mean it's not a kli anymore. It is a kli. So maybe that's the Rambam saying. They are a kli. Rashi understands maybe that no, it's not true. When I attach it to the house, I'm in the Vatel Torah's kli.
Doesn't Rashi
hold
it's not a kli, even by if you're published, it's not a kli, just that if it's part of a shiva.
Ah, so good. So that might also depend on what it's made out of. Which Rashi are you referring to? Well, maybe, or maybe not. In other words, maybe the pshat in that Rashi is, and we'll elaborate on this, is the pshat is that it's a kli agav aviyah, meaning, say, since it's you're going to reattach it to the kli, so it's still a kli. Now, even though now, as things stand, this is a piece of garbage. Or, if not garbage, there's no use. There's no Torah's kli. It's good for nothing. Yet, and this is going to be... yet, agav avien, in other words, because you're going to, or maybe you need both actually, because it's once part of a kli, and because it's omed to reattach to a kli, so therefore it's a kli. Now, sometimes, and therefore what? And therefore the chiddush is, even though, might be, even though it's not osa, me'en melacha, certainly not main melachtan, maybe not even main melacha, maybe that this is good for nothing. but because it still retains Torah's kli, agav aviyah. Mashen Cain, when it comes to a house, so the house isn't a kli, so it doesn't retain Torah's kli agav aviyah. As even if, again, it's all made to return to the house. But it wasn't part of a kli, it's not going to be part of a kli, and therefore it's not a kli agav aviyah. So really then, for Rashi, it doesn't matter. But it's more, I think, more of a important point within the Rambam. In other words, in what way is this a kli for the Rambam? So the answer, again, is that even though perhaps it was, this could have been a kli, like we said, it's a piece of wood fashioned into a useful object. Nevertheless, by becoming part, and therefore we could legitimately call this a kli. But nevertheless, since it's lo huchnu letaltel, we're going to have to define what that means, but since it's lo huchnu letaltel, so then it is moksa. Now, an interesting thing that we have to figure out in Rambam, how do you define a kli, and to sort of complicate things a little bit, hopefully we'll uncomplicate them, but first to complicate them, if you look at Chav Vav Zayin in the Rambam, Sulam shel aliyah asur l'taltelo she'ein alav toras kli. So that's sort of interesting. A sulam shel aliyah doesn't have toras kli, and Dalas Abayis does have toras kli. So what's the difference? And what? You're saying if you move it, would have Torah's kli. But here he's saying, Afal Pishen Kalim Lo Hufnu Letaltel. So we don't move this. So let's, maybe that's correct, and let's try to elaborate on that point. Good. So let's take one step back and ask, why are you allowed to open your door on Shabbos? Right? We know that the door can't be moved once it detaches from the house. We also know, presumably, that you are allowed to open the door while it is attached to your house. So why? Is it because of the yichud? Especially, let's say, with the Rashi Shita, right? According to Rashi Shita, that this isn't even a kli. How could you open the door? You're miyached it, and that gives it a kli, and then what happens? And when it falls off, it loses it? That's not so clear. Maybe we'll say, no, it is muksa when it's attached to the house also, but this is not considered tiltel, or it's tiltel ma'atzad, or something like that. In other words, yes, of course, opening your door is muksa even while attached. And that sounds like what Rashi's saying. Now maybe this proves that tiltel b'mikta slosh mei tiltel, or maybe not. We'll have to see. Maybe we already know that the Ran proves that tiltel b'mikta shmei tiltel. Well, what's the difference between, I don't know, closing the eyelids of a mace, which is aser, and opening and closing the door, which is mutter? Yeah.
Who says mutter ever applied to the other?
So you're saying it's not a kli, but it's also not muksa.
Yeah.
And a binyan is another category. There's muksa is a category for things that are detached, that are not mechobar l'karka, or at least binyan. So then we could clear, it's not going to be muksa if it's a kli or if it's ochal. But when we're talking about something that's mechobar, so then, yeah, taka, it's not a kli. But that's fine, because there's no iser of muksa in the first place. Okay, that's a possibility we could consider for Rashi. Now, and there will be no restrictions for anything as long as it is attached to the ground. Or at least it's a binyan. See, attached to the ground might not be so good. Like Lon talks about things that are attached to the ground, but as long as it's part of the house. Okay, that's a possibility, but we could definitely think about that. Or another possibility is, okay, so that those are different possibilities. Don't know. Rashi, so far, Rashi doesn't tell us any answer to that question. Now, the Rambam has this interesting lashon of lo huchnu l'talta. So what does that mean? Does that mean this isn't tiltal? Now, they're opening and closing the door isn't tiltal for some reason. And therefore, these are lo huchnu l'talta. Well, after it's detached, if you moved it, it would be tiltal. Therefore, it's muksa. I guess you could read it a different way. You could read lo huchnu l'talta, meaning to say it's not muchan l'talta. It's only muchan l'talta as a dalas. It's not muchan for a stam tiltal. Meaning to say, Kain, yesterday we saw in Tosfos that there's a possibility, at least in one answer of Tosfos, of a quasi-muksa. Right? Tosfos said maybe these strawberries are muksa to the person who made the nether, and even then only for achila, not for tiltal, and for everybody else it would be mutter. But maybe this delas is sort of Muchan for tiltal as a delas, but muktza for all other tiltals. Maybe that's one way to read the Rambam. Or no, I think probably the easier way to read the Rambam is that within a Rambam, certainly, again, within Rashi, as Yoni pointed out, not clear, he doesn't tell us anything as to why you're not open the door. But within a Rambam, maybe the pshat is that this is not considered tiltal. In other words, this opening and closing the door, I forget why, it's not considered tiltal, and that's what the Rambam means, the huchan l'tiltal, meaning to say, this door, your maktzit mitiltal, opening it and shutting it whilst attached is not tiltal, but once it detaches, so then any movement would qualify as tiltal, and since it's muksa, so then it's also, like the Rambam says, eino min hamuchan. There's a Tosis on Kof Chaf on the base. We quoted it yesterday, actually. Yibamas Hoposeach, who assumes that if it were the case that the Dallas would be buses to the Nair, let's say you leave a candle on your door, and it would be, Tosis declares whether or not it should be buses, but Tosis takes for granted if it would be a buses for your candle, then it would be usher to open and close the door. And if there's Tosis, the Vailis is assuming that if a deles is muksa, you couldn't open it and close it. But maybe the Rambam disagrees. Maybe the Rambam is saying that this isn't considered tiltal. I think that's the easy way, the Rambam. Now, remember, a couple days ago, we talked about the freezers. So maybe you'll say, I'm in the Baldic of Ayah to be mater. Let's even assume that my freezer is a basis. Should still be mater to open and close it. However, I don't think that's a good eye at all, because maybe the reason that opening and closing the door, even if it's muksa, is because it's batal to the house. Masha en ken, a freezer is okay. The door, even if we say the door, that's like the dalas and the sheet of table migdal. So you can't bring a raya from there. Maybe it's not tiltal only because it's mechuba l'bayis. Now this is not the pshat that, like we said before, the Rambam's rejecting tiltal b'miktzas. No. The Rambam certainly holds of tiltal b'miktzas, and would agree that the closing the eyelids of a nace are asar. Rather, the pshat is that when something is attached to a house, so then tiltal b'miktzas lo shma tiltal, because of that, because of its absolute bittul to the house. In other words, lots of questions. I'm going to try to flesh these out when we take the questions.
You say you see for its own job is to be shy of the
Well, okay, we know. You're saying you're focusing on if we say it's Zera Atu Hotza. You're saying if we say Muksa Zera Atu Hotza, so then Mimela, by definition, tiltol me it is only shayach the gzeira of muksa. Achavot said, Rambam isn't the one who emphasized that, but one way or the other, the din of muksa is only shayach for things that it's shayach ben hotza. So once it's mechubar, then it's not, okay. I hear that. That's why we would consider this not tiltol. Okay, yeah.
I don't understand why the question of saying that oh, a myself tells in terms of freezer should let me out. Why can't you still say that it's different? Meaning,
yeah.
Myself tells by a freezer is, again, it's not aga of the freezer, therefore we consider it tiltol. Once it's aga of the house, it's not considered a myself tiltol just because it's aga of the house. Why do you have to come up with
you're saying because it's batel to the house.
Yeah.
And the door isn't batel. Right, but what's it? Right. So good. I think that's exactly what we're saying. In other words, there's a difference between something attached to the house, which is bottled to the house, and therefore it's not prohibited, it's not restricted under the prohibition of total mimitzas. Mashein kain, when it's attached to a kli, like the freezer door, so then it would be. Good. That's exactly what we're saying. Luchola. According to the Rambam, anything that's muchan for hashtamshos, even though it's not muchan, if it's not muchan for tilto, it's muksa. Let's give an example. This is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, which we'll hopefully see. But in Simen Shin Yud Beis Sivav, it talks about using asavim lachim to wipe yourself, and it's mutter. Now, the heter in and of itself, you could even use rocks, even though they're muksa and kavabrios and the like. And there's a machlokas over there how to learn it. But again, according to a number of achronim over there, the way they learn Shulchan Aruch, I don't want to get into the nitty gritty over there. Take a look at the Eli Rabba, Tosheves Shabbos, quoted by the Machzis HaShakel. They say a very similar thing to what the Rambam is saying over here, which is, of course, the grass is muksa. But since it's attached to the ground, moving it is not the gader tiltol muksa. In other words, it's actually, yes, it's muksa, but this isn't tiltol muksa. We don't even have to come onto a hector of kadabrios and the like. That could be explained the way you said it, or it could be explained the way you said it. One way or the other, it's what the Rambam is saying over here. The Rambam is saying over here that something muksa that's attached to the ground or to the house or the like, moving that is not considered muksa. Magen Avraham there had a different havan of that halacha, but at least that's the way some of the achronim understand that halacha. And that's what's coming up in the Rambam. What's coming up in the Rambam is, yes, this door is muksa, but it's still mutter to open and close. That's not considered tiltol muksa.
Okay. I'm sorry. Walking on the grass.
No, well, walking might be another relevant, but maybe there are other. You could say a similar point to why you don't have to worry about moving the grass when you walk on the floor. There might be other material for that. They were talking about using it for kinuach, but that might be relevant for that discussion as well. So what is the machlokas over here between Rashi and Rambam? What are they arguing about? So I said it one way, but I saw that the Bir Halacha Shinches on Sif Yud understands a different Havana. He understands that according to the Rambam, the reason why this is Muksa when it detaches is I think if I understood it correctly, is because it's Omid L'Ischabik.
It's only what, sorry?
It's Omid L'Ischabik. It's Omid to be put back to the house. Now, if so why? Well, maybe the losses of Caleb should also be muksa. They're also only this there. So no, he's saying that after the Kli, the Dalas of the Kli is Mischaber, so it's part of the Kli, so it's not Muksa. Whereas the door, when it's part of the house, isn't a Kli. When it comes off of the house, since it's omeid lehischaber, in other words, it's the Agam Avien side, that the Gemara says, the Agam Avien side, that since the, when it's part of the house, it's not a Kli. Let's give a mashal. He's saying like this. What are we talking about here? That Rambam says that it is a Kli and Rashi says it's a Kli. So must be, we're talking about something that could have Torah's Kli, right? Rambam says, Afal Pishen Kehu. So let's even imagine we're talking about something with face. It could be a tabletop, right? It'd be very useful as a tabletop, this door. I happen to use this not as a tabletop, but I attach it to the hinges of my house and use it as a door. But it could just as well be a tabletop. So that's what I'm going to say. Afal Pi, that it's a Kli, right? And therefore, were it not the case that this is omeid lehischaber to the house, it would be mutar b'tiltul. So, nevertheless, it's muksa because it's omeid lehischaber. And then the nafka mina for Rashi and Rambam, as the Prima Gadim cited by the Bir Halacha would be, is this very case. In other words, the Rashi says it's not a Kli. Why isn't it a Kli? Because it's not a Kli, it's just a piece of wood, right? So let's say you had something that could be a Kli. Like we said, it's a tabletop / door, right? Just as much one or the other. We'll say better. You went ahead and you needed a door, so you took your tabletop and you attached it to your door, and now it fell off. So the Rambam is saying, even though it's a Kli, still it's muksa, because you're going to return it to your house. And Rashi's saying, no. Maybe Rashi would agree in that case that it's not muksa. Right? The reason why this Dallas is muksa is because it's not a Kli. In other words, we're talking about a door. A typical door isn't a Kli. It's a door. It's construction material. And you weren't miyached it as a Kli in any way. It's just a piece of wood. So therefore, the reason why it's muksa is not a Kli. But if Epis, you had something that was a Kli, like in this case, where you happen to use the tabletop as your door, so maybe Rashi would agree. That's the nafka mina between Rashi and Rambam. In other words, to put it a little differently, according to Rashi, the reason why this muksa basically is because it's worthless, right? It doesn't have Taras Kli following the normal standards of Taras Kli. So what would a nafka mina be? Let's imagine you have something that is mechubar l'bayis, and not only that, but it's omeid to return back to the bayis, and then it attaches on Shabbos. So let's say a person's mezuzah falls down on Shabbos. It's not a crazy thing that somebody once told me this happened to them. Once do that because it's just their kodesh. So your mezuzah falls down on Shabbos. Or something else that was in mechubar to the house that's homemade to reattach to the house. Again, maybe it's not as clear in the Rambam if mechubar is the issue or attached to the house is an issue, like I said, we'll discuss. But let's have a broom that is attached to my house. It's on a cord, right?
A what?
A broom.
A broom?
I don't know. We're always losing our brooms.
A broom that are plugged in
attached to the house. Maybe. That's an interesting question because not obvious because it's omeid in the world of binyan and steer and the like. Generally speaking, something that comes in and out easily and is meant to go in and out is not considered to be attached. So probably not. But let's say our broom is always missing. kids like to use brooms for all sorts of funny things other than sweeping. Or maybe they just don't like sweeping, so they hide the broom. One way or the other. So, okay, I have a great eitzah. I'm going to attach my broom to my house. I'm going to put a rope on it, tie it on. Okay, good. So now my broom is always in my kitchen, always available. No. That's a kesher shakayam on both ends. I tie sailor knots. And I'm not, I don't even know. What? I have a one-room house. What's the problem? So anyway, I'm just picking up an example. I'm sure maybe there are realistic examples of something like this. Anyhow, so maybe a phone, an old-fashioned phone that's attached to the house, right? So there, maybe it's, I don't think it's like a plug because it is takua, and it's not meant to come in.
So the glass casing on the lights and calling.
Okay.
It happens.
Okay, good.
So, good.
So now we have some good examples. Anyway, the point is, you have something that's attached to the house. Now, those are a little tricky because I don't even know if that would have Torah Sikli as well, the glass. But let's imagine, Amish, it's like a salad bowl that you put to cover your light. Okay, good. See, this one's a hole in the front. Anyway, again, you can come up with whatever examples. So, Luch Ola, and they detach. Again, the way the Halacha from the Gadim seems to be running the focus between the Rambam and Rashi. And really, this is just it seems like the diak of the Mishnah Berurah of the Mishnah Maga Mishnah is the Rashi would in that case say it's mutter, and according to Rambam it would be asur. Now, I'm not sure that would be true the way I explained Rambam earlier, that the machlok is Rashi and Rambam.
What did Rashi say last Thursday?
So great. So Rashi might say the. Attaching it to the house by definition causes it to lose its tarasukli. The Rambam says, and therefore it would be asher to go, maybe for slightly different reasons, the Rashi and the Rambam. In other words, who says that the reason for Rashi is because it's inherently not a kli, the way Pumi Vadim's understanding is? Maybe it's not a kli because anything that's mechubar levayas by definition isn't a kli. Now, then an interesting question would be, now, the Chazon Ish, Mem Rav David, partially, I think, for this reason, disagrees with the Prima Gadin, and he says, no, there's really no machlokas in Rashi and Rambam. The Rambam is saying, even though it's a kli, since it's mechubar, it's not a kli. And Rashi's saying it's not a kli because it's mechubar. They're sort of focusing on different emphases. Rashi's saying it's not a kli. Why? It's part of your house. Rambam's saying even though this would have been a kli otherwise, since it's part of your house, it's muksa. Now, that's also not reading it the way we considered before. Because we were saying, no, it isn't a kli, but it's muksa either because you're intending to return it or because you are mamish maktz it from tilto, right? And therefore, so you could read Rashi that way, but not read the Rambam that way. So b'kitzur, we have a couple ways that we could read Rashi, a couple ways to read the Rambam. I think that the halacha that we brought from Chafav Zayin by the Sula, like Bishtekel Raya, to our meeting. So this is the Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. And interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah thinks we should follow the sheet of the Rambam. He thinks that he understood it as a Machlokas, but he thinks there's Rayos to Shitas of Rambam. Take a look at that. So therefore, according to that, whenever you have a Kli, that's mechubar, it's going to be muksa on Shabbos. That's the bottom line halacha according to the Mishnah Berurah. That we accept the Rambam, and maybe it's not even a machlokas between Rashi and Rambam. Anything that you have, regardless of whether it has Torah Sikli or not, that's attached to the house, at least that was attached to the house at the beginning of Shabbos, maybe even if it wasn't, that it's only to return to the house. even if it would otherwise have tarskoi, like the Rambam here says about the door, so it's going to be. So that's the bottom line halacha, like the Rambam. Now, does that mean, going back to our nafka minas, that if a mezuzah falls, then it would be muksa? Right? That's basically what we're saying. What should come out? The nafka mina for the Rambam is that if the mezuzah falls out, it should be asur. So I think I saw in the Dirshu that there are achronim that say yes, that since that make exactly that deal, that since the Rambam says that the door is a kli, and yet because it's of its attachment to the house, it's also the taltel, so too a mezuzah, even though again on its own is obviously not going to be muksa, right? A detached mezuzah wouldn't be muksa, but if it falls down on Shabbos, it would be muksa. That's the havana of some achronim. He quotes that from the Sefer Minchas Shabbos. However, the Yeshua also quotes Rav Yashin in disagreeing, and saying that no, that even though the mezuzah might be a chubur to your house, sometimes it's not even a chubur, depending on the nature of the mezuzah case. But even if it were to be a chubur, so it's not part of your house. In other words, it's something that happens to be attached to your house. And that's going to perhaps get rid of our various nachaminas that we said about the room or the phone, maybe the light bulb, the light things would still be true. In other words, Rav Yashar said, yeah, this Havana and Rambam is correct, that anything that's mechubur to your house, even if it's a kli, is muksa, like the Magid Mishnah is medayv for the Rambam, but it's not just anything that's mechubur, but it's anything that's batal abayis, that becomes part of your house, right? When I attach my door to my house, it's now part of the house. And that might precisely be why opening and closing it is mutter, right? Why? Because it's part of my house, so therefore it's not considered tiltal, because it's part of the house. Not everything that happens to be mechubur labayis is now part of the house. No, it's something that's not part of the house, that's attached to the house, right? So that was Rav Yashiv's leniency for the mezuzah. The mezuzah is something that it is certainly the parchment. Again, maybe Yesh Ladon for the mezuzah case, but certainly the parchment of the actual mezuzah. So that does not become part of my house, even if it's mechubah, because it's basically something separate and distinct from the house. So therefore, even though we paskin like this Rambam is still only relevant with respect to something that becomes part of the house, not just something that's attached to the house. You might add, though I don't know if Rav Yashar doesn't think you need this, that it could be that by definition, since this is Kisvei Kodesh, it's not Shaykh Mitzvah Kisvei Kodesh. It's not Bechlal, Isser of Muksa, it's its own category, as we haven't really seen that yet, but as we shall see. Perhaps that's just a shot. Yeah.
It's not a meaning, I thought you needed to be.
So that's that. Good, absolutely. So now that goes back to, and I think that's the start of the Machmiri. Start of the Machmiri, and I think it's I very much understand this. They're being Medai the Moshe of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the reason why the Dallas is Muksa is because it's not Muhan Latata. And that what you're suggesting that means, I think this is a very good reading, I don't know if the only reading is, that no, the Rambam is telling you that it doesn't matter whether something is a kli or not, if it's not muhan l'taltel, it's aser. Anything attached to the house is not muhan l'taltel, and therefore this mezuzah is not muhan l'taltel. Now, an interesting question would be, how far do you take your theory if you're right? Let's imagine you have a break front or a big heavy couch or something like that. So it has tars kli, but it's not muhan l'taltel because I never move it. It weighs 3,000 pounds. So it weighs less than my house. It weighs more than my house. I don't, you know. Still, it's not muhan l'taltel. Are we going to say, no, the Rambam says explicitly that something very heavy is still Tarvis Kli. You could say, no, that's different, because there, it is Mulchan HaTaltel. Yeah, it's very, very heavy. But certain things that are very, very heavy are still Mulchan HaTaltel. Maybe it takes 25 people to move it, but it's still Mulchan HaTaltel. But if you had something that was Mamish not Mulchan HaTaltel, in other words, you never, ever, ever move it. It's not like the heavy beam, where it's meant to move, it just you need 25 people to move it. No. If we go that far, you know, this brings us back to the Mugzal HaSan Kis, and your, you know, Chazon Ish was coming at paintings from a different direction. It's Kobel HaMakom. Here, what you're suggesting is a different part. Not Al Mugzal HaSan Kis and Kvius Makom. It's a different thing. It's that for something to be permissible in moving on Shabbos, it needs to be Muchan L'Tilto. So, it's an interesting theory. I think that's we'll have to see from other places if it's a good reading or not, if the nice for or against it. But the way, I guess, the poskim we've seen are reading the Rambam is not that. You're not reading the Rambam as it doesn't matter whether or not this is a kli, if it's not Mulchan HaTaltel, it's also Tashmish, it's also B'Tiltol. Like you makte it from Tiltol, and therefore it's also B'Tiltol. They're all saying no, because it's not Mulchan HaTaltel, so therefore it's Muksa. And therefore, even though it's a kli, but something that wouldn't be that way, like a heavy kli, maybe you wouldn't say that. And therefore, certainly, let's say the mezuzah, so even though it's not muhan taltel, since it's not part of the bias, as the Rav Yashin is saying, it's going to be much of a taltel. But I very much hear you reading the Rambam. And I guess we'll, let's keep this matter open and look for further bias. Because these surveys do come back, see, especially at the end of the parak when we talk about the board of the dust and their key swing handles and the like. So, that's all that is in terms of the dlosses of bias. So now let's talk a little bit about dlosses of Caleb. So Rashi says that these are a kli, agav avim. And like the Gemara says, it's obvious that this is true if they break on Shabbos. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is even if they break before Shabbos. So they're mutter because they're muchan and agav avim. Tosfos is bothered by the question. We, in terms of Shivri Kelim, we say the opposite Svara. We say that breaking it on Shabbos is more mechudash than it's mutter. Breaking b'chol is more pashut, it's aser. And Tosfos answers a very simple answer, which is that over here, it's you have the svara of muchan agav avim, meaning to say it's still shayach to the parent, and that's the reason why it's not muksa. So obviously, it's more, that's a powerful svara when it comes to something that you're going to return to. If the reason why this is muksa is because it's, you know, the cover is muksa agav the bottom, so the more closely the cover is connected to the bottom, the less muksa will be. So if it's attached to the beginning of Shabbos, it's much more connected. Mashenkin over there, when we talk about Shivrei Kelim, so you're not going to return it. The reason why it's not muksa is because it has some function, a new function. It's true that its original function is gone, but I could still use it for something else. Well, that there, the opposite is true. In other words, if it broke before Shabbos, or before Shabbos, it had a new use, it's Pasha that you would have done. Mashenkin, if it breaks on Shabbos, so then it's very big Chiddush to say that it's going to be much true. In fact, it's debated in because maybe it should be a type of no one. This is something new, and therefore it should be also. So when it comes to broken kelim, so then it's that. Then we say the opposite. Good. Now, if this far is true, in other words, that Kalim, Glossos of Kalim are Muxa because they're Mukhan Agavadim, because you're going to return them. So why don't we say the same thing about the door of the house, right? Those are also Rai Lahachzir. So that might be what Rashi's saying. Yeah, it's true, but they're not a Kli, even when they're Mechubarim. And the Rambam might be saying the same thing, or the Rambam might be saying no, regardless of whether it's a Kli, it's also Metalta. So Bekitzer, what we have according to, I think, let's say Rashi, Tosis says that, the Tosis Ritz says this most explicitly, is that this is Mutar L'Taltel because it's Omed Lahachzir. Right? And that might be true, even though it has no actual Ishtamshus now, but because it's Omed Lahachzir, it's going to be Mutar. Now, if you look at some of the other Rishonim, among them the Shita Moran and the Me'iri, they have a different Mahalech over here. They say no. That the reason why these aren't Muks is because still their Roi Lahachzir Me'im Lahachzir. In other words, seemingly, what they're saying is the fact that this is Omed L'Schaber alone is not enough to make it not Muksa. You need some type of reason why it's not Muksa even now. I'll read you the Lashon L'Shita L'Ran. Achal gav dek shenechna Shabbos lo hayu ad losses d'vekin im ha-kelem d'lo hayu b'ahem t'yos kli v'kol makom u'in hen l'talto b'fri atzman sh'harei y'chol in hen losses me'im l'achtan ha-rishon l'chazes ben shita b'teva. Meaning to say what? If a cover to my shita falls off, so maybe it's not as good when it's not attached, but it still works. Put it on top of my shita, and it will cover it. And that's why it's not muksa. That's what the Ram says. So, and Miri and others. And this would explain, of course, why dlosos habayis are asur. They explain what's the difference between a klin and bayis, not like the reasons that we've been saying, but much more simply. A door, when it's not attached to the house, is more or less worthless, at least typically. You could try to use it, but typically it's going to be worthless, and therefore it's muksa. Masha'en came on the door of a shita teva, so then even when detached, it's of some use, right? So again, if we ask, what's the difference between dalasos of a house versus a kli? So according to this opinion of the shita Quran and the Iri, the answer is because house doors are worse because they're not roiling lachdan. And if you follow, let's say, Tosfos, it's because they're not a kli. Now, what's probably motivating this view of Rishonim, Shita Ranan, etc., is an idea that we've seen before. Maybe it's articulated most powerfully by that Baal Moy that we saw earlier that the Rashi disagreed with, but basically something that is no use now can't possibly be mutter. Of course it's mutter. So it's true, this might have future use when reattached, but right now, if this is garbage, if this on Shabbos, there's no use whatsoever. And until it's reattached, it's of no use anymore. Of course, it can't be reattached on Shabbos. So, of course, it's batel taras kli. The way the Baal Mor put it was that if there's no tzarach gufo at all, then it's batel taras kli. Right? Maybe similar to the stars of kol melach dan l'iser. That's what they say. But Rashi, Tosfos, as we saw, the Tosarid, explicitly disagree. And the Mishnah Berurah on Siman Shem Ches Sifka Amon Hay states explicitly that we follow the view of Rashi Tosfos right over here, namely that even though it doesn't have a use now, because it was once part of a kli, it's going to be part of a kli, then it is not muksa. There's actually a Piskei Rit, which I didn't see inside, but I saw before, was it another shita that very interesting idea. I'll mention it quickly, not denying too much. He says that since to reattach a door to the house would be a thing to rise, it was a deraisa, so we may let muksa. Now Shaim came to reattach and fix these kelim because of the city of thing to the kelim and the like, which we know goes on to discuss what we're going to look on now, wouldn't be a decent deraisa, so then it's muksa. Now, one thing, in terms of Haktzah Midah, so they're the same. Right? I'm not that and S.A. J. Rice and S.A. J. Obama just as well. Obviously, he understands books as more of a democratic system. I mean, not just an idea. It's a very interesting idea. Oh, so that's exactly the riot that he's bringing, right? And that goes back to Tyler Tabak. Exactly. So we already mentioned that there's a place for such a svara. And it's interesting that we say that. So if we start thinking of nafkaminas between, let's focus now on let's say we call it Rashi versus the Ran. Nafkamina, so one nafkamina would be a delus that has no use now. According to Rashi, it's still going to be a delus, but it would still be much. According to Ran, it would be yes. So a practical example of this, I saw in the deer shoe, would be a button that falls off on Shabbos. A button has no use, more or less, as detached from the bucket. But you're planning to put it back. And it fell off, and it was once part of a kli, my baguette, and I'm planning to return it to my baguette. So then, it's going to be mutter according to Rashi, and aser according to the Ran, and the Mishnah Berurah, like we said, passing for Hakam and Shabbat. So it should be mutter, and that's the psak. In fact, Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted in Shmei Shabbos Kilchasa, cited in Dirshu, note 54. Now, the he quotes that maybe it would depend on what type of button. In other words, when it comes to like a jacket button, so those are very bedafka. This one that falls off, you're going to make sure to put back, right? So therefore, say let's say it's a standard shirt button that, like, all buttons are the same. And people have lots of buttons. So I don't know if this is true or, you know, to the degree to which it's true, you have to be in mind. But let's say it's true that that all shirt buttons are more or less the same. And you don't actually bother to worry about returning this shirt button that fell off. You just take another button from your button collection and put it on. So then, he says, again, it would be muksa. It's only because of the agav avien, which means because we're going to return it to the kli, that it's not muksa. Good.
Why isn't it just mutter? Why is it really worse than she became?
Those are worthless. Not melachtan, not melacha.
You can use a button, so you're not just like she became.
Let's assume you couldn't. Or you wouldn't. We'll have to talk about what the grammar should be tomorrow. But the chiddush over here that the Rashi is telling us, and the Rishonim are telling us to the Agav Avien, is that this is, even though al shivrei kelim, this would be aser, you still have this svara of Agav Avien, right? And that's exactly what Tosis is pointing out. So we'll have to see what qualifies as a heter for shivrei kelim. The point, though, is even something that wouldn't qualify as a heter for shivrei kelim, because it is basically useless. For all intents and purposes, so like a button would still be mutter agav avien. That's the chiddush. Now, the Dirshu quotes Rav Moshe as being machmir on this because there's no tashmish at all for button. Sounds a little bit like Rav Moshe saying that we don't accept Rashi Tosfos read and the like. Something more along the lines of the Ran. That it would need to have some type of hishtamshus now. It'd be interesting where I quotes that, but it's not one of it's not a real tshuva, so it doesn't say anything. It doesn't explain. But it does start in. Rav Eliashiv has a different part. Again, he fundamentally accepts Rashi, but he says that I don't understand this at all, but he said that it only a delas that you can return as it is. Masha'en came a button that needs tefira. Now, I didn't understand that because the way you attach a button, tefira over there is just a chibur. It's like attaching, putting it on the hinges and the like. It's not like you change the button, you just sew through the button.
There was an appendix.
What?
There was an appendix. Just the floor.
You're saying that in Achanan, the way our doors work, for Kalim, it would still be us according to Rashi. That's a tremendous slimmer. Then it's a tremendous one, maybe. That's what he's saying. That's tremendous. Okay, anyhow, Another possible nafkamina between Rashi and Rambam, which we don't have time to get into, but I'll just mention it, is what about if you have muksa machzor and kiss that broke? Now, would it remain muksa? According to Rashi, it would be aser. It's going to return back to the muksa machzor and kiss. Maybe you'll say, according to the Shita L'Ran, it would be mutter. Now, I don't think that makes sense because what?
Rashi would be chumri.
But it could be that everybody would read aser because if it's omeid l'hachzor, even the Shita L'Ran would be. But what if it's not omeid l'hachzor and it's somewhat ra'uy? So then I would have thought it would be mutter. But if you look at the Magen Avraham in Shin Chesed Chavir Test, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah discussed in the Narsir. So here's another chiddush which we don't have time to discuss now, but I'll mention it, and I guess at some point we'll have to come back to it. But he says that we're going to say maybe this katsai on a muksa machzor and kiss, and therefore it remains muksa, even if now it's no longer muksa machzor and kiss. Now, we saw, I mentioned at least, that the Piskei Rid says a different habanimus of the entire, right? It depends whether it's Mr. Ice or not to return it. So I thought, yeah, well, you know, Piskei Rid, interesting shita, but you know, we don't pass them that way. But Shlomo Zalman Auerbach quoted in Dirshu, number 54 again, and Nissan Gorel, it's also quoted there, say that maybe we pass them that way. In other words, if there'd be an issue derisa to return it, it would be muksa. Now, mechatesi, so maybe that svara is shayach to Rashi as well, at least to some degree. In other words, there has to be a, what the way they're saying it is, maybe a limit to Rashi. Rashi says muchan arabiyah means that if it's going to be restored, it's going to be remain shayach to the parent, and therefore non muksa agav the parent. Well, what about, not because of the issue there, I said per se, like the way the Rid says it. The Rid says if it needs a woman to put it back, it's going to be usher. It's going to still be muksa even by kid. It's an issue there, I said. Now, the way Shlomo Zalman is saying it is not out the Rid's fire, it's the Rid's fire. The point is that if it's not shaykh for me to return this, I'm going to only fix this kli by bringing it into the repair shop and having a woman put it back. So then the spar of agavian doesn't apply anymore. Right, so it's the Rid, the Lomi Tani. The Rid says that if it's not, this is the Piskei Rid, that if you need an expert to put it back, it's going to be muksa because it's a Mr. Derisa to put it. No, that's not the Pshat. Mr. Derisa wouldn't be the issue. If everybody could do it, even though it would require Mr. Derisa, then since it's easy to return, I'm able to do it myself. So it retains that connection to the mother, Agav Avihan. Right, it retains a connection to the, let's say, like the mother clique, right? The mother ship.
Somebody to be shown the mother.
Oh, gosh. It's like a starship. Right, anyway. Right, it retains the connection to the mother clique, and Ramela, it's not muksa. Well, that's the Svar of Rashi, right? Well, if it's like, if I need an expert, an uman to put it back, so then this is so, it's not, maybe, I'm not sure how you know it in Rashi, but it's certainly discovered to consider that possibility, maybe you would lose that connection, right? Agav Avihan. In other words, what's the limitations of this heter of Agav Avihan? We know that, at the very least, it means your intention is to return it. Good. Is that enough? Maybe it means the intention is for me to return it. Something that's, the more difficult it is to restore, less obvious that would be true. So I thought that's it's a chiddush, but it's an interesting chiddush. You don't hear it. Why would it
be something that's
because the whole chiddush, the whole idea is to talk about the chiddush. That you could have something that is no Torah's kli, but Agav Avihan, it is, right? So the question is, are there limitations to that? Right? Maybe not. I myself, you know, would have thought, I was passing like Rashi, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that there aren't any limitations.
What do you say this is going to be
Well,
the
Rid says it, and I think he's saying it could be true even for Rashi. I guess that's what he's talking about. Again, it's not elaborating. finally, a Nav Kamina, a third Nav Kamina potentially, would be, let's say, the Av broke, right? The Dallas broke, you know, the Shida broke, and the cover detached, and also the Shida broke. So, and now it's the Shida's Muksa, right? Broke into a bunch of pieces. So here you don't have Mukhan Ani Babi. According to Rashi, it's going to be Asur. Whereas, again, maybe according to the Shita Lerana, it would be mutter if it's still Rav Lamach Rishona, unless you say even Rashi would agree if it's still Rav Lamach Rishona. Okay. I guess we'll have to stop here. I want you to have a wonderful